Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
He's David,
and this is the Star Companion, where we, we're the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast.
He's David,
as they say, we're coming you live from parts unknown, as David here says from time to time. You can catch us on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify.
Yes, sir.
If you like and subscribe, you can get this super sick sticker. Send a photo of it.
That's what it looks like, upside down.
Yep. No. I don't know the angle. There it is.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, upside down.
And,
you ever try to cut your hair with a mirror?
It's so hard.
And you forget.
I did cut my hair with a mirror.
What?
Yeah.
Why did I bring that up?
I think I did a pretty good job.
Yeah, why did I bring that up?
And then I used the anti-flake stuff, and yet here I am with fucking flakes in my hair. It's fucking...
You know how I hide that, Zach? A beanie.
A beanie? That's why I was wearing a beanie all day.
That's
good. This one that I just took off, for those of you that are listening and not watching. So, if you send us an email... saying something that you enjoy about this podcast or don't enjoy, We'll send you one of those sweet, sweet stickers. What do we do here, David, and what episode are we on?
We do a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Oh.
But mostly what we do...
Ain't none of your business!
None of your business! We review Star Trek, Stardate by Stardate, episode by episode. Taking a little bit of a detour here, though, to catch up with with the zeitgeist. We're catching up on Star Trek Picard.
We're zeitgeistmen now.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Season 1, Episode 5 of Picard. The name of this episode is Stardust City Rag.
They wear silly costumes in this one.
And I thought I really had high hopes for this episode, and it kind of just went in the turlet.
You know what, man? I don't hate it.
No, it's not horrible.
I don't hate this. And that's been the Star Companion. Thanks for listening.
Picard, I don't hate this. The episode starts with a ex-Borg member, I guess, getting operated on.
Yeah.
Very gruesome. Very gruesome. And we find out that it is none other than...
fucking Icheb.
From?
Voyager.
What does he do? What's his story?
He was a liberated Borg.
Mm-hmm.
I forget where they found him, but he really connected with Seven of Nine after being a little bit of a problem teenager. When Seven of Nine showed up and was like, Icheb, I literally exclaimed, oh my God, it's Icheb.
He did. I can confirm.
Yeah.
And the person that is operating on him operates on him with a space drill.
No.
And you know it. That it's a space drill because it lights up.
You know, the thing I enjoyed about that Dremel... space drill.
Space Dremel.
Space Dremel. You know, my grandma got a Dremel when they were new.
Really? Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 80.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. She grabbed one and was like, we got to get this.
A Dremel?
Yeah.
For what?
I cannot tell you what she even used it for. She's a gadget woman. She is.
You cannot tell me because of a pending court case? Or you just can't tell me because you don't know?
You know, I'll call her right now. She's probably asleep. She's probably well into her sleep.
They cut out Icheb's eye.
They rip it out.
Yeah, they rip it out. It's very gruesome. They be operating on them Borg's child. And at this point, 7 and 9 shows up. Right? And she says, oh my God, Icheb, what's going on? He said, I just got my fucking eye ripped out of my socket. What does it look like? And she says, I'm so sorry. And she lays down on him and kills him.
Yeah, this was like 14 years prior or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So
I guess this was like right around when Mars was getting...
Mars
was getting lit on fire.
No parking on Mars.
No parking on Mars. Lit on fire.
You want to talk about Marx? I've been heavy into reading about socialism.
That's another podcast.
And yeah, she mercy kills him at his request.
Roll credits. After the credits, we get introduced to a small person piano player. And God, the universe is just so diverse and beautiful. At this point, the small person piano player is in a bar. And in this bar also is the much sought after Bruce Maddox, the legendary android guy.
With the Troy lookalike.
With the Troy lookalike. And interesting fact, Jordan Peterson actually is playing Bruce Maddox. Oh, Jesus. The Borg is so bloody complicated.
Oh, Jesus, Picard.
He gets beat up by this... Deanna Troi lookalike, who we don't know the name of at this point. Meanwhile. Back on board the La Serena, I think is what we find out.
La Serena.
Which is, I think it means the siren.
Okay.
And in case anybody doesn't know what a siren is their mythological figure from... their mythological figure from Greek, mythology... And
the mythological creature from mythology.
99.9 repeating, of course.
Oh my God!
They sing sailors into the island, a Greek
space
island.
Space sailors.
7 and 9 barges into Picard's quarters at this point and demands that she wants a bourbon because she's a female
straight up
and she's badass and she's shattering gender stereotypes.
I'm drinking bourbon right now and I'm a female shattering gender stereotypes.
Picard kind of interrogates her. He's like, what are you doing out here? And she says, I'm a Fenris Ranger. Ranging is my job. And I didn't know...
I range.
I range here or there. I do. I go. I didn't know ranging was a verb, and I still don't believe it is a verb.
Continue.
Anyways.
Meanwhile,
we get a flashback to Dr. Girardi. She has a flashback to... Well, no, she's watching an old video of her and Bruce
Maddox.
She's
watching, yeah.
And they're making cookies. And he apparently replicated flour.
The ingredients.
Yeah. And then she asks him, why don't you just replicate the cookies? And he says, because I like making them from scratch, from the replicator.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. Because I was like, it should taste the same if the ingredients are the same.
It should.
And then he did the classic cooking show trick of showing her all the ingredients and then having a tray of already baked cookies. So she can taste it? What?
I have all the ingredients. Oh, cookies right here.
Put that in the oven and let it bake.
And then 30 minutes later, this is what it looks like.
Exactly. He starts squeezing EVOO onto his cookies. I hate her.
Bruce Rachel Ray Maddox.
She's the worst.
She really was the worst. She was the downfall of the Food Network. I firmly believe that. Because after that, it's been all competition shows.
Yeah, actually, mm-hmm. that's a pretty good take, dude. This has been the start.
Meanwhile, back on this planet of Free Cloud. We find out the antagonist's name is Bejazel. Bejesus, it's Bejazel.
It's Bejazel, sometimes known as BJ or J.
Oh, BJ. Bejazel.
I'd like to bejazel her. Does that work? Did that work?
7 of 9 confirms that...
Voxala. Go back to that episode if you're into that kind of stuff. This is why we're a part of the zeitgeist, so we can really bring you the Picard takes.
And reference old Enterprise episodes. 7 of 9 confirms that Bejazel is indeed a criminal.
It's a stupid name.
And she says, well...
You ever call something a JJ?
I have, yeah.
Bejazel?
Bejazel.
We're one syllable away. I'm sorry, I'll let you finish.
I don't mind the person who came up with Bejazel as much as I mind the person who said, yeah, sure, that works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go with it.
Rafi confirms that Bejazel is a criminal. She looks up in her database because she's a hacker of some sort.
Yeah.
And she says Bejazel may be a criminal, but she does pay her payroll taxes. And according to the intragalactic database, she actually has hired some sort of rock-looking reptile guy.
Reptoids.
And it's weird because...
He smells stuff.
He smells stuff. And it's weird because I don't see any sun on that planet. You would think a cold-blooded reptilioid would need to warm his blood in the sun.
Well, that begs the question. Do the Gorn need sun?
That does beg the question. Do they sleep in, like, tanning beds?
I can't wait till we get to that Gorn episode of the original series.
Me too.
Vamp. He's drinking.
So they devise this cunning plan to go confront Bejazel.
To dress up like pimps.
Yes. We need, Rafi says, basically, Rios, we need you to blend in. So we'll dress you up in a non-stereotypical zoot suit disguise. Picard, you will dress up as a Frenchman with a eye patch.
Because it's the eye patch.
You're a sinister criminal. You need to cover up one eye.
Alan Rickman in Die Hard looked mm-hmm. like a regular-ass guy.
Yeah.
And that was a sinister criminal.
Hans Gruber, yeah.
Take that for data.
Rios transports down onto the planet, and the reptilioid guy says, what are you doing here? And he says, I'm trying to arrange a meeting between me and my friend. He says, I can smell a lie. Are you gay, Mr. Rios? Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No.
But we're all about jokes on the Star Companion.
That's everybody, why you come here.
Everybody can take a light ribbing.
For the jokes. For example, you'll notice on David's shoulder right here, mm-hmm. he bought a cheap jersey that's peeling apart.
It did, yeah.
It's not really a joke, but just for everyone to know.
I guess I'm the real joke.
I didn't want to say it out loud.
The reptilioid also says that... That Mr. Rios either smells like smoked meat or he either had sex with a charred body. You can't quite tell.
Wow. This is a good commentary from you.
I wrote down a lot of notes for this one. And
I was ready to just roughshod through this, but I really enjoy your notes.
Okay, good.
No, I totally do. I think that's, you know, half the funny. I have such a hard time taking notes on this thing.
The joke is that the reptilioids can smell what they last ate and what they last had sex with. So the joke is that he can't differentiate between smoked meat or charred body.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile...
That was a good one.
Picard beams down. And
was that when you were smiling on your phone? When taking your notes?
I think I'm the funniest guy ever, that's why.
I think you're the funniest guy ever.
Rios... Thanks, man.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah.
Picard beams down, and Rio says, this is my associate, Mr. Dixon Hill. Excuse me. Dixon Pierre Hill, that is. Yep. And he says, oh, I am here to Trade off Z.
I trade you the boy.
Z is 7 of 9.
I wish he'd gone with Dixon Hill. I thought that would have been a great homage. Where's Dix?
I think they should have brought that back.
Where's Dix, man?
Where's DH? Sorry. Spit all over you. There's a subplot that goes on. Rafi also arrives on this planet.
Oh, the beep. Oh, you peel it yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Wow. Yeah. That's what that is.
You thought it was a cheap jersey. It's me. Yeah. I'm nervous.
All right. Well, yeah, the B plot's stupid. It lasts all of 3 minutes.
Yeah, Rafi transports down on the planet, and it becomes apparent that she's looking for her son.
Mm-hmm.
And she meets her son outside of the baby clinic, which is appropriately colored pink and blue.
You get it.
Which, you know, that I like that the intergalactic colors for baby boys and baby girls are pink and blue. She meets her son. She says, "Son, I'm here to reconcile with you." And he says, "Mom, I'm not ready to accept." Excuse me, "Mom, I'm not ready to accept you yet because modern television is about contrived drama."
Oh my God!
Right.
She apparently was an addict, which explains away her trailer. By the way,
she lives in some trailer out in the desert. That's a good point.
Yeah, well, no, because she says, "I'm clean now, Gabriel. I'm clean.
I live in a trailer.
I have my own house, even though they're all free in this post-scarcity society. And I chose a shitty one.
I chose to live out here next to this, like, hill. This rocky outcropping. This is Dixon Hill.
Meanwhile. It doesn't go well, and he meets her filthy Romulan.
Yeah, he says, "This is my
stepdaughter."
Yeah, and he says, "Oh, hi, honey. Sorry, this is my mother, Rafaela."
I think her name is Pell.
He says, "Yeah." He says,
"Otan,
Mom, this is my wife, Paul McCartney, from the cover
Otan.
Of Beatles for Sale." Get it? Because she's got the old Beatles haircut.
I get it now. Yeah.
And that doesn't go too well, so that ends.
Yeah, neither did this joke.
Meanwhile, back at the bar, someone asks Maddox, "How are you doing?" And he says, "Oh, Jesus, John Luke.
Oh my God.
The bloody neo-Marxist postmodernists have poisoned me."
Wow.
And they have. He's laying on the couch.
No, they certainly have.
And 7 of 9 breaks out of her cuffs and starts choking this person. Bejazel.
Bejay-jay.
She chokes the bejesus out of Bejazel. Everybody puts down their guns. A little bit of back and forth. Then they transport everybody back on board the ship. And 7 of 9 says, "All right, my work's done here. Have my space business card."
It's a SIM card.
It's a SIM card.
That you're sure to lose.
Yeah. Let's see what else. About it.
Yeah, well, anyway, they all go back up. She comes down and kills that bitch anyway.
Yep, she shot the bejesus out of Bejazel.
And that's pretty much it. We didn't get that other dodge in this episode. It was all the one story.
Yeah, and there's a little interview with Bruce Maddox at the end. He's on the table, and
and then
he says, "Is Dodge dead?" I guess Bruce Maddox, he created Dodge and Soji. Is that the subplot?
They're
here?
Both last name is Dodge. One of them's name is Soji, and one of them's name is, like, Asha or something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, Dodge is the last name.
Mm.
Which backwards is Jod. And as you know, anyone named Jod is sure to be a...
Darmok and Jajod.
Yeah. There's a moment of that, I think, in Enterprise. Anyway, I'd give it a... Not mad.
No. You know what it is? There's just the thing that I don't like is that there's a certain, what's the word? There's a certain soap opera feel to the drama. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I don't like. You know, it's like, "Oh my God, I'm not ready to accept you, Mom. Get out of here."
I will say we at least get to see, like, the crew working together.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Doing things, which is kind of nice.
I like that, yeah.
I feel you, dude. CBS is the old people's channel.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
What else is on CBS?
Old people shows.
Like?
CSI and CIS.
Okay. Okay.
I heard the show Evil's pretty good. I haven't watched it, but Brittany's mom watched it. And
what about Sherlock?
Is she's that... on her way to 70.
Is that show on CBS, Sherlock?
Unclear.
I used to watch... Oh, no, Elementary.
That sounds right.
Yeah. That was a good show for what it was worth.
You like that show?
Yeah, I had Lucy Liu. It's pretty good.
That's why you like the show.
Not only.
That's the only reason why.
I mean, there's something for everybody.
Hoshi had a boob job, and that's okay.
Did she really?
You saw that one video when she accepted that award? And then haven't you been watching her in Enterprise? And her boobies are not the same.
Yeah.
And it's fine. I think they did a great job. I do. I mean, I've seen some awful boob jobs, and that one is okay.
Yeah. Well, what about T'Pol? Those are real.
T'Pol's are real. T'Pol is a...
buxom lass.
That's a...
Let's end this before it gets too misogynistic.
Yeah, it's a good idea. This has been the Star Companion. Yeah. Picard is not as bad as Discovery.
Yeah, actually...
I like it.
Yeah.
It's not... I mean, I would rank it probably last in all of my...
Yeah.
You know, Star Trek rankings, but...
I wish...
You know what's first?
Me?
Deep Space Nine.
Okay.
You too.
Yeah, DS9, yeah.
No, you too, and then you.
Oh.
Yeah.
You too, the band?
Yeah.
And then me.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, definitely this is a lot better than Discovery. They seem to have learned from some of their mistakes, I'd say. Mm-hmm. But not all their mistakes. I feel like everything's rushed a little bit. Like, I feel like tension and...
I wasn't expecting to be in Free Cloud already.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're only what? We're only five episodes in. A lot has happened this season. I feel like a good pacing to a show should take multiple episodes to space out conflict. Then again, I guess the overarching conflict is Picard trying to get to Soji and trying to solve this whole Mars thing.
Yeah, that's taken a long way.
So, it is taking a long way.
Well,
We hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, leave a like and a comment. And send us an email with your address and we'll send you stickers. We have about 250 of them left at this time. We'd love to give them out. You can email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. You can follow us on every major podcasting platform.
You're nailing it, dude.
And the last thing you can do is you can take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.
There's two things you can do. The first thing is you can go back and check our catalog.
Yeah, check out Enterprise.
Yeah. If you like this iteration of Star Trek, you're going to love the old iterations of Star Trek.
You're
going to
love them even more. And if you like David recounting the whole episode while I was his hype man for 20 minutes, you're going to love Enterprise, where I get involved as well. TheStarCompanion@gmail.com. You can send us a book at patreon.com/TheStarCompanion. Thanks for listening.
Yes, sir. Good job.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.